Ready, Moshe? Okay, let's start again from Siman Shin Tes Vav. We had briefly dipped our toes into it before Yontif. But also Lassol B'Shabbos Vit Yontif. Va'afilu Horai. You're not allowed to make a tenth of Shabbos Yontif, even if it is a ride. The Mishnah Brura here points out that what's the status of making an ohel on Shabbos or Yontif? So he says, making an ohel and ohel kev on Shabbos and Yontif is a tolda of boneh, and making an ohel arai is an issur d'rabbanan because it is a gzeira atu ohel keva. The Achronim discuss why he's doing this for the Rambam, making an ohel as a tolda of boneh, not the av of boneh. And the most popular day in the Achronim is that, you know, the avlach of boneh is only to build things into a house by like attaching pieces together and putting things together. But if you just make an ohel keva by like spreading something out without attaching it, then that's only a toldo of bona. Still an issur d'oraisa, but it's only a toldo. Okay, so pitching a tent that's permanent is a toldo of bona. An ohel arai is a gzeira d'rabbanan. And then he concludes, this is before Shemara, davka gav of a mechitos, gag of a mechitos motor. The ikar of an ohel is always the roof, like we see in many areas of halacha, such as Tumas Meis, and as we see in the Chumash, when we say the ohel is one of the roofs of the Mishkan, not the walls of the Mishkan. The roof is called an ohel. The walls are not called an ohel. But mechitzas mutter. And then this is the one of the point we left off with. Ve'ein mechitza asura, mechitza is mutter. Here we have a bit of machlok shoshonim. Rashi sounds like all mechitzas are mutter. Mechitza arai, of course. Keva is asur. Within Arai, Agag is also Mechitza Motor. Rashi stands like all Mechitza Motor, but most of Rishonim disagree with him. What we Paschal, like wrote with Rishonim, that Ein Mechitza Sura Elim Kinas Lahatr Soka Lahatr Tilto, meaning a Mechitza for personal reasons is Motor if it's Arai, but a Mechitza that's Materes, to be Mater, something halachically, is Asur even if it is Arai, and that's the Rove Rishonim, Tosus, most Rishonim, that's what we Paschal. And then the Ramaj gives an example. Mechitza nasal tznius beyond l'shari. The mechitza is only for tznius. It is mutter tznius. The original case in tznius, the Gemara was just privacy. Like, I don't want people staring at me. But the Mishnah Brura brings down, and it's in the other Chum later on, for the Mordechai, that likewise, if you want to separate between men and women in a drasha, that's called tznius b'yalma. And the discussion we had last time was, what about separating men and women in davening? And we passed, and that was also tznius b'yalma and mutter. V'lachin mutter litlos vilon lifnei ha-pesach. Therefore, you're allowed to put a curtain by your doorway. Let's say you have a doorway without a door. This could happen often on sukkahs, for example. Right? You have like an open doorway or an open fourth wall. Not you have two walls and you want to build a third wall. That's what means on a terrace. Right? That is lahat or sukkah. Of course, that's usher on Shabbos according to Louis Paskin. Let's say you already have enough walls. You just don't like people staring at you from the street. Then you're allowed to put a vilon up there, a curtain for tznius. Avagav shigavu asam sham, even though it is attached there. We'll come back to that in a... let's come back to it now. So here there seems to be a bit of a chiddush. What's the chiddush of the what's the chiddush of the Ramah here? The Gemara says a vilon is mutter. A vilon is mutter. The question is this vilon just temporarily? You're putting it up now when you're eating your lunch and when you're sleeping, whatever, and then you're going to take it down in a couple hours. Or is this vilon kavua there? So the pashup shot, well, all right. The truma sadeshin sounds like it's only mutter arai. That's the whole point, right? A mechitzas arai is mutter if it's not mater anything. Here it's not mater anything, it's just for tznius. Mechitzas arai is mutter. But if you're going to leave it there permanently, then of course that's usher. However, the Ramah here seems to have a chiddush. The Ramah says, no, a curtain is mutter even if it's kavua. Now this is a big chiddush. We never heard of a heter. The whole heter of the beginning of Shin Tes Vav, let's be very clear, is only if it's mechitza, not materis, and arai. No one says I can build walls. Let's say I'm building walls for tznius. So I can mount build a wall on Shabbos? Of course you can't build a wall on Shabbos. Of course you can't make permanent buildings on Shabbos. So why is the Ramah Matir hanging this curtain permanently? So here, his basis is, his makor is Beis Yosef, and the svar is quoted by the Magen Avraham here and by the Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkatan Vav. Rotzo lomar, she'en lo'asu lo'hasmer shavu tol sham tamid, even if you're putting it up permanently. Is a special extra kula here. Even a permanent curtain is still called a rai. Why? Because it blows in the wind. And it doesn't stop anyone from coming in and out. So it's a special kula. Special kula is a curtain, even if it's for long term, is still called a rai because it's not a real part of a building. Because a real part of a building stays where it is, and this blows in the wind. And a real part of the building blocks passage, and this doesn't block passage, just blocks eyesight. But anyone could walk in and out of the curtain. You just push the curtain aside. Yeah, you could even walk through the curtain, and it automatically parts for you. That's the big chiddush of this Ramah here. The Chazon Ish, and. Here we have, let's just chazer what's going on in Shin Tesvav Aleph. Here we have a Gag and a Gag and Mechitza Materas, Mechitza She'ena Materas. What I'm writing here is just from Shutim. And the chiddush is, what about a permanent curtain? So here we have the mashmaus. Do we call that keva, a permanent curtain for tznius, keva and usser, or do we call that arai and mutter? So the mashmaus of the trumas hadeshen is that it would be called keva, it would be aser, whoever the Beis Yosef and the Ramah and the Achronim all say this is called the Rayin Mutter, because the curtain is automatically a lower madrega than a real partition. The Chazon Ish, in Siman Nun Beis, Katan Yud Gimel, I noticed there's also put in the Dershu right here if you have that. The Chazon Ish is machmer in this. He says, no, there's too much of a chiddush. Whatever is long term is called keva. Someone should close whatever windows are open. Whatever is long term is called keva. But the Mishnah Berurah and all the Achronim do not think that way. So Me'ikar Hadin, we all the Achronim say, except for the Chazon Ish, like the Ramah and the Beis Yosef, and Ramah, Beis Yosef, Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, all the Achronim, seems pretty, seems fairly universal, that this would be mutter. However, certainly it is nice to be machmir for the Chazon Ish, and especially this is not such a hard chumer to do. Just don't put it up permanently. So put it up temporarily, and then after Shabbos you can put it. You know, you can worry about how to put it up permanently, not to affix it permanently. However, just one second, says the Mishnah Berurah here. However, this is only if you do it in a way that's not like the way of making it actually part of the building, where it blows in the wind and it and you can walk through it, meaning when it's a regular curtain. If, however, you would attach it on the bottom also, then it's not a curtain, then it's just a thin wall made of fabric, because it's attached on all sides and you can't walk through it and it does blow in the wind. Then it's pasha that it's usher, I think that's in the Mishnah Berurah here. Havalachaber l'malamatim and it's dud and b'inyin shenu nizim koma usher shabinyin d'stima. Kevalo, this is only machlokas, a permanent curtain for tznias, if it's only attached on the top. That's the machlokas. If it's attached on all sides, then you get into the regular machleh, then it's like any other wall, and if you're just putting it up temporarily, it's mutter. If you're putting it up permanently, it's aser.
If it doesn't have, it's not going to stop people from walking through it, it blows in the wind. So I'm trying to figure out why the Chazon Ish should be machmeh. What did you do?
Ah, what you did is, you were mosif al habinyan. You added to a house. Adding to a house is always aser.
And you could tie a string there and hung it forever, it also
just
fall.
And the Chazon Ish might say, only if it's something which is a normal thing that people like to use in a house. If you tie a herring there, he might say, no, that doesn't count, because a herring doesn't make this a better structure. But anything which makes it a better structure, which makes the structure more useful, the Chazon Ish is machmir than anything which makes, maybe even if, I still don't think a herring, but he says, even if it doesn't make it more useful, we'll see in a moment, anything which is something which is normally put in a house, certainly the Chazon Ish would be machmir, because that's adding to a house permanently. You're improving a house. So Chazon Ish thinks any improving a house is aser, while the other poskim say no, only something that's defined as a structure. And therefore, something which is only attached on top of walls in the wind is not called a structure. So this is the machlokes. The Chazon Ish says anything, and the poskim say only a structural element. Now, how do you define that? Is of course somewhat somewhat subjective, or at least vague. But they define that if you only hang a curtain from on top, that is not a structural element.
Hanging a decoration, hanging a picture.
Aha! So Yomi is saying very, very well that it sounds, the way I described it, like hanging a picture might be similarly a machlok between the Chazon Ish and the Achronim. So that actually, I did mean to say that. Okay, you don't. I will admit.
What does that have to do with this subject?
Okay, so let's see. Let's just read on a little more in the Rambam. Next line in the Rambam. V'chein parochis l'fnei Aron HaKodesh. Likewise, you're allowed to put up the parochis in front of the Aron on Shabbos. If you, in the Beis Yosef, you brought down the different places, some people are admitting not to do it, some people are admitting to do it. Nowadays it's doesn't come up as much in if you're not a Yekke, because you don't put up and take down parochis as much. If you know, the Yek is still the old Minig Ashkenaz. They have a special parochas for various occasions. Not just like most shuls nowadays only have one for Yom Narayim. But sometimes this comes up, right? If you're supposed to change the parochas for different, I don't know if anyone grew up in a shul. Most shuls nowadays only have a year-long parochas and a Yom Narayim parochas. In my shul, I think to make people who donate parochas happy, not because of a halachic hakveda, they have a Yom Narayim, a year-long, and a Shalosh Regalim, if I'm not mistaken. And if someone else donates another one, they'll have to come up with something for that. But in some shuls, they have special for all different times of the year. And sometimes you have also in shuls where the Aron Kodesh are very old and rickety, the parochas could fall down. You want to know if you can put it up again. So what about putting up the parochas? So the Rambam says, no problem, you're allowed to put up a parochas on Shabbos. As long as you don't make a gag of it. Some parochas is, the way you put them up was, it was a piece of cloth and you would first attach them on top, so it would be something very strong to keep the, and so you would attach it on top. And that would then you would like hook it up and keep it up, and then it would fall down. And that was more stable. So if you're making a gag tefach, that's a bayak, that's a gag. But assuming like all modern day parochos, right? I've never seen a parochos with a gag. All of our parochos are only vertical. They only go up and down. Then it is also fine. Why is this also fine? So start with the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, well, this is obviously fine because there's already a door to the Aron Kodesh. So clearly, this parochas is only for Tznius B'Yalma. Tznius B'Yalma, meaning, not he doesn't mean Tznius to keep people from looking into the Aron Kodesh. You can't look in because there's a door. Anyway, Tznius B'Yalma means for extra Tznius to have an extra covering. It's extra fancy and shows covered for the Torah if you have an extra covering in front of it. So therefore, it's similar to what we would call decoration, right? It's not exactly, it's more than decoration, because having a double covering for the Aron is more of a cover, but it's clearly a similar to decorative things. So he says, look, there's a door of the Aron anyway. What do you also need the parochas for? That's only for extra fanciness. And therefore, That is Mutter. It ends the Magen Avraham. V'nir Eli. So this is V'nir Eli Pashut. The Mutter Litlos Shabbos Adinam Suyer Lanoi. So therefore, it's Pashut if you can put the Paroches up, because that's not a Mechitza Materes. That's only for Noi. You can certainly put up tapestries on the wall. You know, just decorations on the wall. And then he adds, Avisha Kavuim Sham. Even though they are kavua, that's the chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Chiddush of the Magen Avraham is not only, it's obvious to all of us, you can put the paroches temporarily. Temporarily, it's a mechitza that's not matir, that's temporary, that's pashut. It's obvious to all of us you can put a tapestry on the wall temporarily. That's the mechitza, it's not even a mechitza, it's on the wall, but it's not matir or anything, it's just temporary. The question is, what about permanent? Right, so the Magen Avraham says, even permanent, something which is just for decoration, you can even put up permanently. And the Mishnah Berurah agrees with him, says the Mishnah Berurah in Zion. Let's just read the Mishnah Berurah in Zion. He's going to make 2 points. He says, Zep shita deshari kevin sheish b'lav hachi delis la'aron ha'kodesh im gen baruchas im atola rekensiyos v'yalma. Okay, so it's obviously you can put up the paroches because it's only for tznias because there's already a door. And many even if there is no door of the Aron Kodesh, you can still put up the paroches because it's like the curtain by the Pesach. Since you would only hang the paroches from top, on top, usually that's not considered a real mechitza. Then he continues, Mutter litlos b'shabbos adinam suyer al kotel hanoi. You can put up tapestries for decoration. V'afil l'kavon shel nizogim komon. Even to attach them so that they don't move. Gam kein shari kein shenayim suyin klal l'mechitza. Because they're not a mechitza at all. So says the Mishnah Berurah, you can put up tapestries on the wall, and that's mutter, even if you attach them. Well, because it's clearly not a mechitza. A mechitza has to separate between two parts. This is even less of a mechitza. The curtain at least separates in two parts. Here it doesn't separate at all. It's just on the wall. It's not a mechitza. You can't call something a mechitza. This blackboard, whiteboard, useful for a lot of things, but you can't call it mechitza because it's just on an existing wall. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no problem whatsoever. It sounds like when he says, L'kodem shalini zozon mimkomban, what does it mean to attach them so they don't move? It sounds like even if you attach them on all four sides, right? Even if you attach it on all four corners or on all four sides, so it doesn't move at all, that's still fine because it's not part of any structure at all, because just for decoration, it's not separating two parts. And that's mefurish in some of the achronim that he footnotes here in the Shaar Tzion. What does he say? He goes to Lushi Yisrael. What does Lushi Yisrael say? Afilu kfun gam lamata ve'inu na'vinad. Okay, so this is another example. What about decorations on the wall? So the Mishnah Berurah says, no problem, because that's not a structural element. That's not a mechitza of any type. That's not a mechitza of any type, because it's not dividing your room. It's just decorating. Decorating is not, decorations are not a problem. That's the Mishnah Berurah. The Chazon Ish, as Yoni predicted, in the exact same piece, he says no. You're still improving a house if you permanently attach a decoration. So he says the only heter to attach a decoration is temporarily, but not permanently. So the Chazon Ish is very macro in all these things. He says permanently putting anything in a house is a problem because you're improving a house. The house is a house, and anything you put permanently is a problem. However, and this is,
What's the
Isser is Mosif al Binyan. You're improving a binyan. Ah, oh, you're not being.
Why is that
what?
It's not Mosif al Binyan.
Okay.
Mosif al Binyan has that a definition.
That is Gufa the Machlokas.
Is it just the fact that the Chibur, going back to what we said in being Tokea something, meaning the fact that you make something a Chibur Kabua, not necessarily but the etzem, the structure of the binyan, but the level of the Chibur, the. It's kind of between the two things.
No. The level of the Chibur of Tekiah and Hidduk, that was for Caleb. Because Ein Binyan
b'Caleb. The fact that
but over here, we're not dealing with Caleb, we're dealing with the house. So even if it's not Tekuah, he would say it's still a problem if it's permanent. So that's.
But that's not comparable. Because there we were talking about something that's mishamesh, the tipul of the bar, or the tipul of the bar. Here we're talking about something that has no practical use.
So correct.
It's not comparable at all.
Correct. And that's why the poskim are makel on this, right? The poskim are makel on this. Here we have, basically, the Chazon Ish just has a, it's, I wouldn't say das yochid, because you can always go back to the Rishonim and look through all the Achronim, but has a minority view, which is different than the mainstream poskim presented by the Mishnah Berurah. So, for example, what about a hanging curtain? Chazon Ish would say, permanent hanging curtain, Chazon Ish say, also the post the same water and the same thing. What about a permanent wall tapestry?
Is it?
Chazon Ish would say, usher, and the poskim would say, mutter, because the Chazon Ish says, once a house is a house, anything you add to it, that's at least that's the normal thing people add to houses, is bechlal bona. What you're adding has nothing with buildings at all. You're just making a nice decoration. But it doesn't matter. If you're making it part of a building, permanently, that's part of building. Well, the other poskim say no. Only if you add structural elements is that a problem of bona. A divider is a structural, a partition is a structural element. However, a tapestry is not a structural element. That's just a decoration. Likewise, when it comes to the curtain hanging down, say, a curtain is not a structural element because it blows in the wind, and therefore it's mutter. Yes, Ellie?
Can you add noise to that?
Adding noi sukkah to your on sukkahs. So without getting into the adding noi sukkah on sukkahs,
you're allowed to take it down. You're also allowed to put it there.
Who says you're allowed to take it down?
Gemara. Perush Gemara says it's only a question of mukhs. If you made it, it's not your allowed. Perush Gemara.
That is true. I think Zev has a proper diuk. I think Chazon Ish would say that's because noi sukkah, you're not leaving permanently, like a wall tapestry.
The poskim say you're allowed to bang in a hook? Meaning?
No.
What's the isser?
The isser of banging in a hook is, number one, it is kodeach, because you are, that's the word example. What if there's a hole already there? Can you put a hook in your wall? Or is a hook in your wall more than a tapestry? It's hard to imagine that it's mustard to put a hook in your wall, right?
It's possible that that's the nekuda machlokas, meaning that it's not just placing the vilon, but doing the necessary steps in order to place the vilon.
No, you assume you have where to place your vilon. Let's assume you have where to place your vilon, right? You have four hooks, you have four little rings in the corners of your tapestry. Right, and you can hang it up very easily.
Why is that not mechubar l'karka?
The tapestry is mechubar l'karka. That's machlokes in the Chazon Ish and the poskim. Poskim say we don't care that it's mechubar l'karka. Since it's just a decoration, it's not called bone. And the Chazon Ish says, no, whatever is part of the bone of mechubar l'karka is called bone.
Maybe we've seen the Lashon of Kumbos about a vineyard. The Lashon that is you going to make this usually? That
by the poskim can use it here also. Although, you're right, you do find it there.
I mean, that's where I would mean that might be kind of a way of understanding it better. Like, we do have cases where, like, there's sort of insignificant additions to the Smith that you're going to have offer on the side of the Mizbeach, and they can go to your figure, so that would be Kumos of Elevinion.
Right, the poskim do make those. So, what about a wall tapestry? That's interesting.
Otherwise, if you don't come out to something like that, and then you have a obsessed question, what does that have? Kumos of Elevinion, that you have a Smith, isn't bone there.
I hear that. Yesh ladon.
If you're not allowed to put the hooks in, so what is considered kavua and what's not kavua?
Yeah, that's based on my question.
No, kavua and not kavua is a matter of whether you're leaving it there temporarily or permanently.
Kavana, it's an Indian
kavana. That's what makes it kavua.
When we talk about Oel Keva and Oel Arai here, it depends whether you... When we say you're allowed to put a mechitza Arai but not Keva, what that means is you're allowed to build one that then you're going to take it down, but
it's
you're
like,
not allowed to leave
like
one permanently.
It's like kavua and Arai and all of the shas. Kavua and Arai, all of the shas, how you do it. Not what your intent is. That's that way by sukkah, it's that way by everything. But it's I want to leave it for a month and he wants to leave it for 2 months. It's not kavua. If you didn't put it, you put it on the hook, you take it right off the hook. How can you call that kavua? That's most of our binyan.
You see, in Bona, the time does play a factor. Shin Yigami.
Yeah.
But even by sukkah, you could have things for kavua just based on intention or consider right based on intention. No?
Yeah.
So, Barzo? Those are kavua.
Okay, that's not necessarily, we don't pass that way. Okay,
the Chazon should explain himself, or it's just his Talmidim understood it.
I don't know if I have the lashon of the Chazon Ish here. Okay. Anyway, Le Maisa, the Gedarim here are for sure of. What is, again, if you do it Arai, it's no problem. The Gedarim here of what is called Mosif HaLabinyan and what is not called Mosif HaLabinyan are certainly unclear here. The postgame seem to assume that at least this case of tapestry, I think they would admit that there are some things like hooks, which are more functional parts and nails, etc., that... you know, I don't know what you would attach, you put in plumbing, whatever. There are more functional parts of the house. Everyone might admit would be usser. But just a decorative wall tapestry that you attach to your wall, that is borderline. Is that Mosif HaLabinyan? Or is that just hanging a decoration? For example, hanging a picture, the Orch HaShabbos says, everyone would agree that's not bona, hanging a picture. Because hanging a picture, it's not attached at all. That's not bona. That's just hanging a picture. That's not part of the binyan. Attaching a tapestry more seriously, that is a machlokas Chazon Ish and the poskim. And likewise, hanging curtain is a machlokas. That's what he assumes here.
What's just, more seriously? Together?
What?
What together? Then?
Let me just find where he talks about a picture. Hold on. It's definitely here someplace. Half a second. Tumuna. Okay, a hung picture which is not attached at all is no problem, because it's not attached. However, without getting to the question of whether according to Chazon Ish most pictures on the wall are mukta. And very expensive ones might be muktzah according to everyone, but without kidding, well, still machlokas. Three sheets of muktzah, which we're not getting into about pictures. Either all pictures are automatically not muktzah, all pictures automatically are muktzah, or it depends if they're expensive or not. But he says here there's no inyan of boneh, and he brings this from the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish argues about these tapestries, says the tapestries are attached well. The tapestries are attached strongly to the wall. But a picture which is just hung and it's not attached at all, you just pick it up and put it down and you tilt it and it's not attached at all, it's just hanging from a string, you know, on the nail, so that's for sure not not bona.
So the Chashavas will say that if you put a curtain on a nail, the same way you would attach it to the painting, it'd be mota, even though the curtain is used for separating two rooms. It sounds like he's attacking from a completely different perspective than the machlokas Chazon Ish in the post.
No, but
he's throwing in a new definition of ear, which maybe doesn't sustain the curtain.
That is an interesting question, and I'm not sure. You have to be Yesh l'ayin. Yesh l'ayin. He also wants to say, the Orchid Shabbos wants to be chalik, that even, that curtains, modern day curtains, which are attached, you know, which are attached well to whole systems with pulleys, etc. He thinks that that those might be more chomer, and even Mishnah Berurah might aser if you put them up permanently on Shabbos.
It's much no gan parochas today, which is probably more sophisticated system sometimes.
Paroch.
Okay, depends
which
parochas.
Depends.
Not just the.
Depends which parochas. Anyway, lemaisa, the gedorim here are tricky. But these two examples, we have a clear machlokas, and most people are against the Chazon Ish on this.
If you don't assume that there's already hooks or something in the wall to hold it up, then how are you attaching such something permanently that's as heavy as a tapestry?
So you assume there are.
So you have to assume there are.
Yeah, l'chora. Okay.
What's the connection between cost of a picture?
In terms of Chesron Kiss. But we're not going to get into that now.
No,
okay, that's what I said. That's the three machlokas. So whether you say anything that has a fixed place is chesron kiss, regardless of cost, so all pictures are usher. Whether you say chesron kiss is a matter of cost, in which case depends how expensive it is, or whether you say chesron kiss can only be if it's also malachal iser. Since pictures aren't malachal iser, they're automatically mutter, but not for now.
Depending on the depth of the picture frame, do we have to be worried about a lot also?
I mean, the picture frames has an ohel that has a roof that's a tefach thick.
No, something you have like a lip that's a tefach, like a bigger picture frame.
Like a museum. Okay.
Some of that nice, like, wall one.
What about something that hangs out a tefach? Now, why do they do that to protect the picture, or not?
No.
So we'll see that it just happens to.
The same thing with parochet. When you connect it on top, like, you're not doing it to protect that top piece, you're doing it to connect.
That is an interesting question. Half a second. Mitzad asiyas ohel, you're not actually trying to make a gag over anything. The question is more, it would seem to be okay. Okay. Continuing in the Ramah. He says, V'chein motel asim mechitel ne'achamo atzinov ne'anero shelo yichabos on a ruach. Likewise, if you're allowed to make a temporary mechitza to block the sun or the shade, to block the sun or the cold or the wind from blowing at your candles. But you can't make a mechitza to block the candle so you can do tashra shamitah. Or you can't make a mechitza in front of Sifrei Kodesh in order to mount your tashra shamitah or going to the bathroom. Unless it was already a tefach, because as we'll see in Sif Beis, you're allowed to be Mosef Olarayan Shabbos if there was already there. But let's leave that for now. Till Sif Beis, let's get back to the main point. The main point seems fairly poshut. Mechitza Materis is Usher. That's how most Rishonim Paskin. And classic Mechitza Materis involve Tashra Shamita and going to the bathroom, which are Usher b'fnei certain things. Where does this get tricky? This gets tricky because of the Gemara in Beitza. Maybe it's the Daf Yomi around nowadays, someplace around there. The Gemara says, are you allowed to put out a candle if you want to do Tashra Shamita on Yontif? The halacha, by the way, is no. Kiboy, we assume there's no, we don't have a general heter of kiboy for Ochel Nefesh and for non-Ochel Nefesh. Kiboy is much of Ochel Nefesh in certain circumstances, but we don't generalize like we do for Havara and for Hotzah and for Bishol, that you can do kiboy for other needs. And therefore, you cannot do kiboy matzah tashra shamita. In the course of that discussion, the Gemara says, "What do you need to do kiboy for tashra shamita?" The Gemara says, "Just build a mechitza." The Gemara says, "Ah, well, it's only a guy who doesn't have anything to build a mechitza with." But what does it sound like from the Gemara? It sounds like the Gemara in Beitza. Maybe it says what daf it is. Daf Chaf Beis. So it was a while ago in Daf Yomi. It sounds like it's much to make a mechitza for tashra shamita in front of the Nera on Yontif. That's exactly the opposite of this Ramah. Okay, there's a Taznuch, Yontif, what's Michal, Shabbos, and Yontif with very Dachuk Svaras. We're not going to get into that. But that is the question that the Magen Avraham and others are bothered by. It's a mafurish more invasive that you can do something which the Rama says you cannot do. So one answer, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Darkei Moshe. He had a Tosofer in his version of Darkei Moshe. He says, I'm not exactly sure what it should say, but in our version of Darkei Moshe, it's clear. The Darkei Moshe says, one second. Here we have Aleph, which says, Aser lasos mechitza neged haner mahatir tashna shamita, and Beitza chof beza aleph, which said mutter. So the Darkei Moshe says that really taketz aser. Oh, what does it mean when we say it's mutter and Beitza chof beza aleph? He gives a dochuk pshat. He points out that there's a Maharam later on in Sif Beis who had this exact problem. He had Svarim in his bedroom and he wanted to be matir, going to the bathroom. And so he devised a contraption where it was already open to Tefach, and he would just open it more on Shabbos by just being Mosif. So he says only, make an Okimta. Shaya Paros Kvar Tefach. And that's why it's mutter. Basically makes a dochu kinta in beitza. There it didn't mean you're allowed to make a mechitza. Only if you already have a mechitza tefach, you're allowed to add to the mechitza. Because it's a special rule, you're allowed to add to a mechitza, or even to a gag. You're allowed to add to an olaray on Shabbos. Okay, on the one hand, it's very dochu kinta. On the other hand, it's not so crazy, because the Gemara says, in the end, Tzomim Negai didn't have anything to make a mechitza, so it's better. Now we understand, because he didn't already have part of it built. Lamaisa, it's still a dochuk shot in Beitza. That's what the Darkei Moshe says, meaning no compromise, totally usser. However, the Magen Avraham himself says differently. The Magen Avraham himself says that here mechitza is lav davka. Here he means usser if the only heter is midin mechitza. However, everyone knows, let's say you tashra shamita b'fnei hander or b'fnei svarim. Let's say svarim. You have a big living room, right? And there's svarim in one side of the living room and there's a bed in the other side of the living room and you want to do tashra shamita. So what are two ways you can be matched to that? One is by building a halachic mechitza in between the svarim and the tashra shamita. What is the requirement of halachic mechitza? Has to be 10 tefachim high, and how strong? What? Strong enough that it won't blow in the wind. However, what's the other way to be matched to tashra shamita in front of svarim besides mechitza? Midin kisoy, right? You know, there's two tracks. There's a mechitza track and there's a kisoy track. Is the kisoy, in what way is a kisoy more chomer than a mechitza? That it's not enough for it to be 10 tefachim. How tall does it have to be? Tall enough to cover it, the gamrei, right? Has to be a total barrier. On the other hand, in what way is mechitza more kal than, is kisoy more kal? It doesn't have to be omid beruch mitzuya, right? It could be even the flimsiest kisoy. If it's covered, it's covered. I don't care how strong it would be if the wind blew. Either something's covered or it isn't. So what does he say? He says, you know what they meant, beitza chof beis? They didn't mean a mechitza midin mechitza. What they meant, beitza daf chof beis, he says, is someplace here. Tola mechitza neged kol asvarim she'ein megulin klal pshita. Here he means it's mutter if is also a kisoy, because then you don't need the chalos mechitza to be matir. Meaning, if the mechitza is also a kisoy, then it's no longer mechitza materis. Why? Because even without the mechitza, it's mutter. Like it's a tzvei dinim. Right? This mechitza is tzvei dinim. It's both a kisoy and a mechitza. Once it's a kisoy, it's now mutter. So now the mechitza is not mutter anything. Right? He says, for example, everyone would agree. Let's say, I mean, this is pashut, right? I had a chumash, and I tie it up in a bunch of bags. Then I build a mechitza in front of it. Is that a mechitza mataris? No, the chumash is already covered. So here also, at the same time, I'm covering and dividing. And therefore, since I'm covering, it's not a mechitza mataris. That's the kula of the Magen Avraham. That's the kula of the Magen Avraham. That a mechitza, which is also a kisoy, is okay. He doesn't explain this, but the achronim deal with, we're all familiar, just from regular halacha maisa, is a kisoy really enough to matter tashma shemitah? What do you need? Two kisoys. Right, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the achronim all had, you know, had trouble with this and had to figure out exactly what he meant, and it's a big question, when do you need two kisoys, when do you not? L'maisa, what the Mishnah Berurah paskins at least, in Sivkatan Yud, I believe, is
the books have a binding. You only need one out of the two. That's kisoy the shilosh.
Correct. Od kisoy. He quotes that you need od kisoy. And maybe the binding counts as one kisoy. Halacha l'maisa. We know that the achronim are not. It's not 100% clear whether the binding counts as a kisoy or not. Like for nowadays our books are covered. The book cover counts as a kisoy or not, but certainly Makom Tzorich or Mekel, that the cover of the book counts as a kisoy. So let's make the assumption in the Mishnah Berurah that it means you have a double layer kisoy. Somehow you have two kisoy. You use a binding and a sheet, or you put up two sheets or whatever.
In general, tefillin, if you don't need the makom or losa, right?
In the Mishnah Berurah holds it that yeah.
So then, if you now want to put a kisui on it, what is the din? You could lift it up because it's a tzorach, so you could then put a kisui and then put a mechitza if you wanted, or now because of
no, the... you don't. It's enough to put a kisui on top. You don't put a kisui on the bottom.
It's not totally photographed.
There's something on the bottom already. If it's on a table, the table's on the bottom. Okay. If it's on the floor, then it doesn't need another. Even though we normally wouldn't put it on the floor. Okay, that's the Magen Avraham.
This is in order to try to understand the steer between the Ramah and the Gemara.
Yeah.
So in order to understand the steer between the Ramah and the Gemara, they give Daku Pshatim and the Gemara.
Yes! That's what we always do with the steer.
Even though there's no Zeh for them.
I mean, how, isn't that what we usually do with the steer between Posek and the Gemara?
No.
Okay. Well, there is another option. The other option is what the Bir Halacha quotes from the Chayi Adam. He only says this the Shas Hadchak. Says the Chayi Adam the Shas Hadchak. What's a Shas Hadchak? Let's say a person is Yitzrum is Gaber and he doesn't really have any of these solutions available to him. He says maybe the Ramah is wrong. Maybe we can pass him against the Ramah. That really, it's mutter. Why? This is a big chiddush. What about the principle of mechitza materis? So he says it's mutter and it's not called a mechitza materis. Or, let me make this clearer. Even a regular mechitza is mutter because you theoretically could have covered it. That really, no, this is not called mechitza materis. Even a regular mechitza is mutter. It's not mechitza materis. Oh, you're being matter me, did mechitza. Let's say you build a 10 tefach mechitza and you don't cover the sfarim. The sfarim go up to the ceiling, you build a 10 tefach mechitza. It's only mutter be mechitza. That's still not called materis. Since you could have covered it, the mechitza is not so important. The only thing that's mechitza materis is we reject the Ramah because only... What are the only kinds of mechitzas that you couldn't have covered instead? The two mechitzas that the Mechaber mentioned. Because only, what's the Lashon of the Mechaber? Lahatr sukkah or lahatr tiltel? Lahatr tiltel meaning Erevin. Only lahatr sukkah o tiltel is called mechitza materis because you absolutely need a mechitza. Only Shabbos, Rishuyas Shabbos, only Hotzah Shabbos and Sukkah are called Mechitza Materis. Because you need a Mechitza, there's no other solution. But Kashra Shamita and Asiyah Tzrochin, since you could have covered it, even if you choose to use a Mechitza and not a cover, it's still not called Mechitza Materis because it's not so Chashuv because you did have other options. That is saying the Gemara Bates is right and the Ramah is wrong, rejecting the Ramah. This is the, so halacha l'maisa, these are three different shitas halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, can you build a mechitza? There are three different shitas. No, only if it is also a kisoy, and yes, right, three different shitas. Halacha l'maisa, how do we paskin? Says the Mishnah Brura, basically like the middle shita. Says, but he says, Avshei Shachron and Shema Fakvin Achiluk of Sovereign Shigim Shosu Ami Achutu Hutar Atel Shavish Lots Strach of Shim Achidza Matel Shosu Lososu and come back and never do Shas at the Chak, Yesh Lismok. So he says, even though some Achronim disagree with the Mugin of Rom Hol like the Darki Moshe, so says the Mishnah Brura, here is the Mishnah Brura, here he says is, you know, Shalom Bishas at Chak. It's good to not make a mechitz at all, like those machreshita.
The definition of mechitz here is a full mechitz?
Yeah, yes.
Anything less would not be considered a mechitz?
But then it also wouldn't help you for
Shabbos. No, it's a Shabbos lamp.
What?
A Shabbos lamp.
Ah, okay. Hold that thought for a second. What's the case of Shlo B'Shas HaChak? So he says, what Shlo B'Shas HaChak says? Well, Shlo B'Shas HaChak might mean, so don't go to the bathroom in this room, go to the bathroom in the next room. Or a very easy one. He says, all these machloks are at mechitza. What's mutter l'kuli alma? What's mutter l'kuli alma is a kisoy that's not a mechitza. Right? The controversial was a mechitza that's also a kisoy. What about a kisoy that's not b'derech mechitza? Like, for example, you have a Shabbos lamp. You turn the little thing and block the light. That's not a mechitza. It's not tefach. It's like one tefach. But it blocks the light because they made it special, so it blocks the light. Or let's say you don't have a, bookshelves all over the room. No, half a room full of 1,000 books. Let's say you have one pair of tefillin. So you just take a shirt and put it over the tefillin, and that's a kisoy. It's not a mechitza at all. Or let's say you have a bookshelf. And on that bookshelf, you just drape a sheet over it. You don't attach it well so that it stands Baruch Mitsuya. So it's not a mechitza at all. So a kisoy that's not a mechitza at all is Mutal Kuli Alma. Right? So that's one thing that's for sure. A kisoy, says the Mishnah Berurah, she'eino mechitza, that is mutter l'kuli alma. So that's the easy solution. Do a kisoy that's not a mechitza. That's practical in most cases. A kisoy that's not a mechitza. Question is, what if you don't have a kisoy that's not a mechitza? So therefore, shlo b'shas hachak, just do a kisoy that's not a mechitza and avoid the whole shayla. Let's say your only practical solution is a mechitza and you're stuck, then b'shas hachak, you can make a mechitza that's also a kisoy. What if your only solution is a mechitza that's not a kisoy? So then says the Chayyadam that this is only in a case where it's a very, very, very difficult case. Tisha Yitzro Tokfo Umis Yarbe Vichuli. If it's more than Shas Hachak means you're stuck. Well, they're stuck. It's the Lael Ona, the time for Tashna Mita, and you don't have another good Eitzah. That's stuck. Someone has to go to the bathroom, and they have to go to the bathroom, and they don't have another good Eitzah. That's stuck. Then you can rely on the Magen Avraham and make a Mechitza also a Kisoy. However, to make a Mechitza Stam, that's when you're more than stuck. That's when you are in big trouble. Big trouble, he says, someone says Yitzro's Gabra love for Tashamita, or what? Someone has to go in a way that's unavoidable for a truck, and you can also see such a thing. And they know that they're just going to violate the halacha if they can't build a mechitza. If they don't build a mechitza, they're just going to violate the halacha anyway. They know they have no choice in the matter.
How do they have enough time to build a mechitza?
What?
How do they have enough time to build a mechitza?
You can build a mechitza very easily. Let's say you have things that it's very easy to make a mechitza out of. How can you build a mechitza very easily? You have this desk. It's not really, is it 10 tefachim? What? Whatever, you have a folding table, which is 10 tefachim wide, and all you have to do is put it sideways, and now you have a mechitza. Right? Not so hard. You have to have things you can make very easily make a mechitza out of. So in that case, he says, if it's a case where someone knows there is seriously afraid, how do you know, that they're going to do an aveira otherwise, then they, either they're going to mishash bitaso in front of the svarim, or tzar zera l'atala, or whatever, he brings up both those possibilities. And I assume the same would be, what if someone's can't hold it in anymore? So I guess that would be the same situation. Different kind of Yetzer's Totvom. Then you can rely on this. Even the Chayadim only meant the B'shas Adchak. Then you can rely on this B'shas Adchak Gadol on the most Makel Shita.
What part of Chayadim he didn't like his own Svar? It's not like the Chayadim.
No, it's against the Ramban, the Magen Avraham, and everyone else.
In other words, he thought his Svar was right.
I'm not...
previous No, because it's so not like the Chayadim.
Right. So the answer is I don't recall. Right. So we have to look up the Lashon inside. I don't recall.
Couldn't you say this item from the Magen Avraham already? Magen tells you have to build. You're going to build a mechitza of 10 tefachim. He says no, build one at 15 tefachim. So you start building 10, 11, and you say you got to stop now. Top 10. That's Chayadim.
You have to ask. I mean, you're making a certain assumption as to what you're doing in the Magen Avraham's case. It could be that, no, you start from on top and you hang something, you know. It's an interesting question. Like, with the Magen Avraham, what would Magen Avraham say if you start from the bottom? I'm not sure. Maybe you would answer. Okay. Lamaisa, this is the dinam of Mechitza Materas on Shabbos and how to justify this Ramah. And again, Halakha Lamaisa, the best thing is to a Kisui that's not a Mechitza and you are and you're home free. Or to extend the mechitza, but unless you've set that up beforehand, that's not going to help you, and you're home free. If you're stuck, then you can build a mechitza that's also a kisoy, and in a shas adchak where there's really no other alternative, then you can even build a mechitza, but that's really only when someone is in a bad situation.
There are rabbis who also build a mechitza. You can build mechitza on the wrong wall and then just move it over.
It's interesting. So the... I think the Sfirah Shabbos comes in the footnote quotes that he asked Rosh Hashanah Zalman about this. Like, let's say you have mechitza built in one place. Can you move it someplace else? Can you not there? And Rosh Hashanah Zalman said no. Because where you're putting it now, you're making a mechitza on a terrace. Let's say you have mechitzas like we have downstairs, right? They're already built. Like, you're just wheeling them into place. Rosh Hashanah Zalman said, that's also called mechitza on a terrace. It didn't used to be here, and you're putting it here to be matter. That's still called making a mechitza materis. After all, what if you have an ohel? What if it's an interesting question. But, I don't know, I have
tarp.
All these are...
You have a tarp.
I have a tarp. I pick it up and I put it on the four poles. So that's also aser.
So, like, shuls that they use a shul tape for... I don't know, for a social hall or some event, and then afterwards, like, people come in there and, like, reset up the shul for the week. So to move the mechitzas back to the place would be...
No, so that was our discussion right before Yontif, that that's not called materes, because it's only to separate the men and women for tznius. And even though, you can't daven without separating men and women for tznius, but that's not called mechitza materes, because it's not trying to separate the reshuyos, it's just trying to prevent kalos rosh. That was the whole lumbus that we discussed last time. Although you shouldn't be setting it up for the week for other reasons. But let's say you're setting up for Mincha.
You're setting up for Mincha.
Okay.
The same thing right.
Yeah.
Okay,
so when the Mishnah says, is that a Tanai in Dafka, just something that's Mechase, or could you even say that if it's a Mechitza that's not attached at the bottom? Meaning, if it's just hanging at the top, Is there any shaykhud between them? It's not permanent, and so it's not even really a mechitza?
No.
Since we say that it's not really a mechitza, and it's
mutar. No, that whole machlok is whether it's not materis. Here we're talking about it is materis, different things. You would not extend it. No. Okay, let's go on to Bayes. Bayes, we learn another heter. Eitzim, well, the heter really comes before this. The Gemara says, before this is machlok, it's not between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim. Right, are you allowed to, in their days, the issue was close the window on Shabbos. It's possible you're allowed to close the window in our windows. But in their days, how did you close the window?
You picked
up a board and stuck it in the window, and it was closed. So everyone agrees our windows are mutter. Meaning, everyone agrees if you already have everything attached, you just have to move it into place, that's pakuk v'tolui, that's mutter. The machlokas tanarim was no. In the old days, you would just take a board and stuff up the window. So are you allowed to just add something to your house on Shabbos? Now, everyone agrees you're not allowed to add permanently to your house on Shabbos. That's certainly a structural element, like stopping up a window. Question is, what about mosif al ohel arai? Are you allowed to be mosif al ohel arai? Now, this is the Gemara's phrase, but it's confusing. It doesn't mean mosif al ohel arai. It really means mosif arai al ha'ohel. Even if you have a permanent building, this building you hope will stand for 500 years. Can you, the Chacham say you can temporarily add to the building. Temporarily adding to a building is mutter. And the religion says, also, we pass like the Chachamim, that mosif al ohel arai. Mosif al ohel arai, meaning you're mosif on the ohel in an arai fashion, even if the ohel itself is kavua. Rabbi Eliezer says Aser, Chachamim say Mutter, and we hold Mutter. That's why, even if you live in primitive times, you're allowed to close your window on Shabbos, because obviously you're not closing your window permanently. What do you mean? You want it to be sometimes open and sometimes closed. That's the chop of a window. So you're allowed to close the window on Shabbos, because that's only a temporary addition to the ohel. What is the other example here? The other example here is, even if you actually have a roof, you're not allowed to build a roof on Shabbos, but you're allowed to add to a roof temporarily on Shabbos. Classic example is not what he starts with here. He starts with here a more complicated example. Classic example is on Sukkos, right? What do people do sometimes on Sukkos? When it rains, they put a tarp over their Sukkos. They can still sit there. Let's say you take a tarp out of your garage and you put it on your Sukkah. Is that mutter?
Awesome.
Mutter?
Awesome.
It's mutter. Because you already have a roof on your sukkah. It's a sukkah. You have schach. You're just adding the tarp onto the schach. That is mutter.
It says it has to be open tefach.
No, that's not talking about a sukkah. That's talking about an area with no roof.
In Hulchos Sukkah, it says that the thing has to be open tefach.
No, it doesn't.
Of course it
does. Okay. Maybe we're not arguing. You need schach a tefach. But the tarp does not need to be open to tefach. You can take a tarp out of your garage and put it on your sukkah, because you're only mosif. The roof's already there. Okay. We will...
How can you compare the roof? One does a purpose, one doesn't do a purpose.
Okay, well, let's see what we see here. Likewise here, eitzim shetokim, right? Eitzim shetokim... Zeb wants to say you can only extend a roof that's already there, the same thing by unrolling a little. That's not what I think we're saying. I think we're saying as long as you have something on the roof, you can even take something else and put it on the roof. I'm sorry, I don't have here. I have in my phone. Eitzim shetokin rosh echa bedofen asfina. He starts this weird case. Why do you start with the weird case? Because it's in the Gemara. Right, if you have... I'm not sure why they made their... exactly why they made their boats this way. I think it's just like some people have these like pergolas modern day, meaning they want to make a framework where you could then put a roof or not put a roof depending on the weather.
They do it today. You have the deck.
Yeah, you have a deck. You have a framework on your deck.
Almost all the luxury liners are like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because they want to have... You want to have it versatile.
Right.
So if you want to be able to put to cover it from the sun, so you have these things.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. So when we're all zocher, we'll be able to see ourselves what they have in the luxury liners. Eitzim shetokin.
It's a useful thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and so Eitzim Shdokim Rosh Eichem B'dofen Asinu Kofim Rosh Shem B'dofen Asinu Shal Svina. They have a plank and they bend it. It goes from one side to the other and makes like an arc. It makes some sort of arc over the Svina. And when it's sunny and you want shade, you put a tarp on it. So, can I put a tarp up? Of course I can't put a tarp up on Shabbos. That is making a gag. However, if these planks are already a tefach thick, or even if the planks are only an inch thick, but they're within three tefachim of each other, so through lovud, they're three tefachim thick, then, chashivika ol, it's already an ohel. Once you have an ol that's a tefach already, it's already an ohel. So you can put the tarp on them on Shabbos. Dabali Tosefis all arrive is shari. Tosefis all arrive is much like the Chachamim. Umitamze. So one example is you have roof A, which is a tefach, you put on top of it item B. Or another example is you have A and you just extend it. Meaning you could either, if you have one roof, you could put another item on it. You have planks, put a tarp. Or you have the tarp that's partially extended. You can extend it more. That's the second example. If you don't have planks, you only have a tarp. If it's already open to tefach, you can open the rest of it on Shabbos. So again, either way is fine. The second case, if the item itself is open to tefach, you can open it more. Or the first case, if the item is not there at all, there's just a different roof of tefach, you can then put another item on that. A classic example of this is, for example, let's say you have a stroller, right? So let's say you have a stroller, and the stroller has a hood. That's to protect your baby from the sun. But when it rains, you need to put on a much bigger plastic thing that like goes all in all the directions. So are you allowed to put the rain plastic on? If you have a stroller without a hood, no. You're building a ohel arai in the first place. But the stroller has a hood. Once it has the hood, and the hood is a tefach lo arai, then, not just you can open the hood and close the hood, you can even put another plastic on top of the hood. That's like the first case here. Once you have a plank, you can put a tarp on the plank. Once you have the hood, you can then put the rain plastic on the hood. And once you have a sukkah with tzchach on it, you can then put a tarp on top of the sukkah because you're just being most of an ohel. You're not making a new gag, even if the tarp was not already open.
You have to just put it on the way in which it's going. Can you
meet in the middle? So I think that I saw in the Shir Shabbos Kosa dealt with this, and he wanted to be machmir that you shouldn't meet in the middle. Meaning, Gideon's question is, if you already have this part, so then you're allowed to add to it like this. But what if, Gideon's question is, obviously, if I already have this tefach, I can unroll it and add from here. But his question is, can I unroll it and add from here? Because after all, in the middle, I've made a new gag until I get to the end. So do we say, well, in the end, I'm just adding to a gag in mutter? Or do we say, no, along the way, I'm making a new gag in usser? So I think the Shmir Shabbos Golchas, I saw in a footnote, said, he thinks if it's all one piece at least, it would be mutter, because you can call it one mice, but he's not sure, and therefore better do the other way, if I recall correctly. Okay, the... one thing that we have to, now this last, we have one last piece. The tefach sha'amru chutz ben akricha, this might be machlokas Rashi Tosfos. They rishonim den achronim debate whether you die or not, but at least it seems like machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. What if the tarp is rolled up? When it's rolled up, it's going to be a tefach thick, unless it's an exceedingly thin tarp. So does it count that it's already tefach thick? Is it enough that the roll is a tefach, or do you have to unroll it a tefach? So that seems to be machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. We paskin like Tosfos that chutz ben akricha, the rolled up doesn't count. Why? Because the rolled up is not a derech of ohel, because a derech of ohel has to be opened. So therefore, you can't say I'm just adding. No. When something's rolled up, it's just like a raw material. It's not like starting to be a roof yet. So therefore, you have to already be pulled out of tefach. The Mishnah Brura in the Shartzion here, maybe Shartzion Chaf or something, discusses. Let's make myself some room. at least it goes in the Taz, that we're really machmer both ways. We're machmer, it doesn't count until you unroll the tefach, so you need to unroll the tefach first. But we're also machmer that it does count even when it's rolled up. What's the chumrah that it counts when it's rolled up? He says, what if I just want to take a roll of tarp out of my garage and put it someplace where it'll provide shade? So do we say, well, it's not an ohel because it's all rolled up? No, then we say it is an ohel. And it is an emotion. It is an ohel and it is aser. So then the Mishnah Berurah and the Sharetzion Chaf, it's a big debate. Like, everyone be moved to that, if that machlok, totally machlok shvashi tosos. But lemaisa, even though we say when it's not rolled up, it doesn't count. But that means we're machber that it doesn't count. But we're also machber that it does count, and that I can't just make a roof out of rolled up tarps and say it doesn't count because it's rolled up. No. If I'm making a roof out of it, that counts as building a roof. It just doesn't count as already starting, so let me continue.
The canopy of the baby carriage, it's like this, and it's open that far, right? So then you could extend it, and someone bumps into it and knocks it the rest of the way back.
Okay. So here we're getting on to the issue of the Chazon Ish and the Rav Moshe about the baby carriage, which is going to come up a little later. According to Rav Moshe, you could have a problem, but if you will be flexible with me, let's wait till we get to that sif in the Shulchan Aruch that has to do with it, and then we'll point out that there's a machlok zachronim. Anything that is a canopy that's attached to something, can you always unfold it or not? Most poskim say anything that's a built-in canopy to something, you're always allowed to unfold, even if it's not unfolded at tefach. Okay, in which case, the baby carriage would be okay.
So let's say here, our God, someone said, it was cloudy, and they said, I want more light, so they pushed back part of the tefach they had, and then the sun came out.
Then you're stuck. Then you're stuck.
Are they chayav for having ruined their tefach?
So it's, are they chayav for having been so, let's say they take away that tefach, so are they chayav for being so to that tefach? Again, I wouldn't say chayav, I would say yesod rabbanon, because it's arai, it's not kavua. It could be yes. Seems to be yes. Right, just like you shouldn't build a roof, you shouldn't demolish a roof. Correct. The general rule is, even though there's an interesting footnote in the Shmir Shabbos, in the beginning of Perek Chav Ches, the 16th or 15th footnote of Perek Chav Ches, whether there are some clever cases where something would be mutter to make but us to destroy or vice versa, but that's cleverness. The simple rule is, whatever you can't make, you can't unmake, to the bone of a sosa. One second. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah discusses this idea that once you have a tefach you can add, how does this apply to walls? But there are two cases of where you might imagine in walls, roofs, I don't know, that you need three-dimensional drawing. Let's say walls. One case is, here you have a tefach, and then you can add. Another case is, here you have a tefach, and then you want to add. So clearly, the first case seems more mutter to us, because you mamish, you have a tall mechitza that's just not so wide, so you can add to it. But the Mishnah Berurah deals with in Sifkat in the Bir Halacha, the Ramaskal Shahaya. And in the end, he quotes from most achronim or matter both ways. He says, either way, just like if you have a roof at tefach, you can add temporarily. If you have a wall at tefach, you can add temporarily, either this way, either vertically or horizontally. And that, I just want to chazer, was what I mentioned. The Maharam actually did this in his bedroom. He had a lot of svarim, and what he did is he built some sort of contraption where he always had a tefach of wall, and then he just extended the wall all the way when he needed the mechitza on a terrace. And that was okay, because he was just being mosif, he wasn't building it.
That's a wall?
What? Yeah.
Can you picture it standing from the side?
Either you have like a little pillar either you have this, and then you build on sideways like this, that's mutter, if this is a tefach thick, or if you have a tefach tall, you can add height. And that's what Rishkidish, even though tefach tall you might think is like not called mechitza, no, still called mechitza, you can add height. That's what he quotes from most Akron. Okay. Let's just add sit base to our chart here before we erase it.
Even if you didn't have din on mechitza before, because it wasn't as far as far.
Exactly, that's the chiddush that we're halacha. That's the chiddush of days that arai for gag or mechitza materis. Even though you can't build it, you can be mosif onto it if there was already a little to start with. Okay, the. One second. Okay, the Achronim quote from a Chassam Sofer who discusses what about mechitzas that are folded as opposed to being rolled? And he assumes something that's folded is the same as being rolled, meaning it doesn't count as a tefach until you start to unfold it a tefach. Gimel. Okay, Gimel gets complicated. The Gemara talks about a bed or other things on Shabbos. So it says, Mita, Shemamidim Osa, if you want to build your bed on Shabbos. Again, obviously he doesn't mean here, build your bed with Hiduk and Tekiah, etc. That's Osir because of Binyan Bekele. That's already in the, that's already in the two Simon ago. What he means here is building a bed without attaching things. You just loosely put things on each other and they rest on each other. Right? Not building a bed meets Abinya Bekalem. That depends. Tkia, Hiduk, Rafoi, we know those rules already. Here he means meets Ohel, because every bed is also an Ohel, because, if at least, you know, nowadays some of the beds are, you know, not as much, but even most beds have space underneath. But a classic bed, it's like yeshiva bed. What is it? It's like a roof with a whole house underneath. You know, there's a lot of empty space underneath. Okay, not a big house underneath, but there's a lot of empty space underneath, right? Kids can play under a bed. Kids love playing under beds. So, is it a problem that your bed is mitzat ohel? You're not attaching, you're not screwing anything, you're not knocking anything into place. You're just putting it. But is it a problem of an ohel? So
we're talking
about Rabbanah.
We're talking about Rabbanah.
So here, the Gemara says beds and other things are a problem. So Rashi says the whole Gemara that answered the, and there's other things coming up a little later. There is the Vav, the beds and the chavios. What does the Gemara say? First, let's read the Gemara. Also, the nechar glaim tchilu haniach aleim akrashim. You can't first put the bottom of the bed and then make the top of the bed. First, you have to hold the. What do you mean by crush it? There's the legs of the bed, and there's the. What do you call the part you sleep on? The bed.
The spring.
The there are springs.
The
hay. The top. There's the legs and the top.
Board.
The normal way is first you put the legs, and then you put the top on top of it. Here, no, you have to do it backwards. You know what? Sometimes they have these in yeshiva beds nowadays. Anyone remember back to the yeshiva beds? I think in Gross you have luxury beds, right? Gross you have luxury beds. But I've been to Tarshraga, they still have yeshiva beds. How does a yeshiva bed work? There's this frame. It's like four thin metal legs with like a metal frame between them with nothing on top. That's actually a great example. And then there's a plank, crushing, right? That you put on top of it, and by all there's your bed. So, the normal way, any yeshiva guy, you know, let's say he needs to get a bed on the machsan, first he puts that frame down, which is just legs basically in a frame connecting them, and then he puts the board down. Problem is, that's a little like building a tent, right? First you make walls and then you make a roof. So I don't take this example, Davka. We'll see. That kind of bit is not the problem. But he says, no, the Gemara says you have to do it backwards. You have to first put the plank down and then put the legs underneath it. What does that mean? You're going to need help. Two guys have to hold the board in the air. The other guy has to squeeze the legs underneath him. And then the bed will stand. That's what he says right here. Eliyasar krushim tchila ba'avar chakar lein tachtehem. We have a similar thing in Sivav, Kshemesadre Chavios, Zoa Gavzu, Achle Gavishtayim, when people used to keep their barrels in their wine cellars. The way they kept their barrels was, here's two barrels and here's a third. And don't ask me, you know, and you see there's like a little space being made there that, you know, like a baby could play in if they wanted. So it says you can't build it the normal way. Rather, what does it say? You only have to hold the top one. One guy has to hold the top barrel, and then another two guys have to put these two bottom ones underneath it. You have to do it backwards, so it won't be derech binyan. Okay, you get the point. Now, Val conscious design, we'll come back to that. This is a Gemara, right? This is a Gemara. The Chavios is in Beitza Daf Lamed Gimel. And by us, by the Mita, we have Shabbos, Daf Kofla Ches. Right? It is usher because in all these cases, you're making like a space with wall, a space at least with a roof. Now, the question is, what kind of bone is this? How would you analyze this? So, why isn't this like Pasher? You're making an Ohel Arayin should be Pasher usher? Like, in what way does this seem to be more makel than like, you know, covering strollers and things like that?
You have no kavanah to make an ohel.
You're not trying to make an ohel, meaning you're not trying to build a structure. You're trying to put your barrels or in the bed. You're not trying to build like a roof for under the bed. You're trying to sleep on top of the bed. So your kavanah is not really to build an ohel. That's why your kavanah is not to build an ohel. Here we get first the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos.
What?
The picture of the black. Oh no, okay, come. Why do you always have to make us trouble? What would have happened if we had just erased it? My wife would yell at me. Moshe, you can replace the old picture with this one. What? Okay. When I become a famous artist, these are going to be worth a lot of money, right? Okay? Great. Now, here we have a case where you're not actually trying to build a roof. Now, the truth is, sometimes you can have kids who actually want to like make like a house, right? Does anyone's kid have Habayit Shel Yael? Okay, classic Israeli children's book, Habayit Shel Yael. And she was trying to find a little girl want a house for herself. And one of her attempts was, if you put the big tablecloth on the dining room table, then you have walls and a roof, and she has her own bite. It didn't work out so well because the mother took the tablecloth off or something. But so you can, theoretically, if you're really trying to build a roof, then push that it's usser. And then it's usser even if you do it in the wrong order. If you're actually intending to build a roof, then they don't want with that bear. The question is here, you don't want to build a roof. You just want a bed.
Don't they must have oils for the mats if you do it in the opposite way? Even though it's really an oil for
yes, because that's a special kula for a mat. Okay. But that would not be mutter for other things. So the Gemara says you have to do it in the wrong order. Apparently the principle here is, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah explains at the beginning, says you need a little hakdama. He says, you're not allowed to make an oil awry. The ick or isser, the real isser making an oil awry is if you're doing it to protect you from the wind and the rain or something, like an ohel. But if you're not making it to be a roof, it just happens to end up being a roof, then you don't need the protection of a roof. Just that you want to sleep on a bed and happen to make a roof on the space underneath. Then it's only usher if you do it in a way that's very doma lebinyan, there it goes with Rabbana. But if you do it in a non-usual way, then it is mutter. Here, before then, we have machlokas Rashi and Tosos. So here we have Mita, Chaviot, Nechuli. Rashi says that this is called a davar she'eino miskaven u'mutter. He says, no, the Gemara that Asher was only going to be Yehuda Asher, Dover Shein Miskabe. We say Dover Shein Miskabe, Mutter, you're not Miskabe. However, Tosos and other Rishonim say, no, here, you are Miskabe to do something that is Doma Labinyan. What do you mean? You are miscaving to make a structure. Ah, the purpose of the structure is not to provide shelter, but you're miscaving to a binyan drabanan, to do something which is doma labinyan, and therefore it is usser. And this is how we paskin like Tosos. Rashi is motu is dovashin miscaving. We paskin like Tosos. No, this is not dovashin miscaving. You're miscaving. It's just you're not miscaving to build a binyan mamish, you're miscaving to build something that resembles a binyan. But you really are miskaving to do something that resembles a binyan. You intended to build a structure. It's just not a structure which is necessary for the space inside.
And we say make a kli, not a structure.
When we're saying building a structure, we mean a structure with a roof. So how come this doesn't go into some definitions of segregation?
That is a fascinating question. because Tosafot's objection is not that it's segregation, although you could object. Tosafot's objection is that this is called miskaving. You know exactly what you're doing. And we mentioned this in Morning Seder earlier in the year. Rashi in a few places seems to say, whenever you're not miskaving for the totsah, that's called eino miskaving. Well, Tosafot says, as long as you're miskaving for the maisa, that's called miskaving. You could also have asked the kasha and Rashi from segresha, but we're not going to get into that now. Okay, lemaisa, we say it's usher. However, this is only a very light isser, because it vaguely resembles vinyan, and therefore we say that it's usser only under certain conditions. So one place to see those conditions is the order. What do we say? We say mechitzos, and then gag is usser. But gag and then mechitzos, which is clearly not the normal derech of binyan, is mutter. It wouldn't be mutter. This is Mishnah Berurah, it's very clear. There's no heter, don't tell me that I meant. There's no heter of gag and then mechitzos if you're really trying to build a tent. If I'm on the beach and I want to build myself a tent, then I can't first hold out a tarp and then put walls underneath them. No, because then I'm really trying to build a building. This is only for the gzeirah drabanan of doma labinyan when I'm not, don't really need the space on doma ohel, when I don't really need the space underneath it. So, the interesting question, which is not explicitly dealt with here, but is dealt with by Tosos and the Achronim, not explicitly in the Gemara, is what about the following case? What about if mechitzos were kvar asuyos, and you only make a gag? Meaning, what if the bottom of the bed was already there, I'm just putting the plank? Do we say, well, still, there was walls and then a roof, so it's usher? Or do we say, no, I'm not doing a derech binyan here. A derech binyan, it's like start from the bottom and go to the top. Here, it's already happening, I'm just putting on the finishing touches. So therefore, it's not within the gzeirah drabanan. That's not explicit in the Gemara. But Tosos, as quoted by all the Achronim, including the Mishnah Berurah, of Katan, Yud Ches, and Yud Zayin, says Mutter. It's only usher if I do a very classic bone. I first put the legs, first put the walls, and then the roof. If I put the roof and then the walls, or if the walls are already there and I put the roof, that is mutter. That's not pashit. You could have said otherwise. But that's Tosus says, and that's quoted by Olde Achronim. The Mishnah's verse says right here. He says, Lo asru kimba oseh gam ha-mechitzos aray shetachta b'Shabbos. They only asru if you make the mechitzos and the roof on Shabbos. And then he says again, if the walls were already here, you could put the board on them. Okay. Then, so it's only usher if you manage to start with walls and in the roof and do it all on Shabbos. However, there's other conditions also. And this gets not explicit in the Gemara. But Tosa says, remember a table. Tosa says, we all put up the table on Shabbos. Right, doesn't everyone unfold the folding table on Shabbos? So now again, don't give me back to Shin Yod Gimel. Unfolding a folding table is clearly not a problem Binyan B'Kalim. Why? Why is there clearly no chash of Binyan B'Kalim by unfolding a folding table?
It's one piece.
Because it's one piece, right? You're not attaching anything. It's already attached, right? So Pasha, it's not an Inyan of Binyan B'Kalim. What about Ohel? Okay, folding will actually get to later. But in their days, they always put up the tables on Shabbos. So they say, no, there must be other conditions also which are unstated in the Gemara, but which are necessary. What are the other conditions? So here, the Rashba says, no, table is mutter. Only a bed is usher, but a table is mutter. Why? So the Rashba says,
nobody used anything under the table.
Exactly.
Gemara is a sugya, Tanakh Chacham and Am Aris. How they use the bottom of the bed.
Says only usher if you use the space underneath. Anyone know what use the space under a bed for? Now, in times of the Gemara, what did Tanakh Chacham only have under his bed? Shoes. Everyone knows you put your shoes under the bed. So in a bed, use the space underneath. But a table is mutter. You don't put anything under a table. So a table is mutter. Okay, but that, so basically says this zero door button is only if you build it in a very classic order and if you use the space underneath. Now keep in mind, he doesn't mean if you need a roof and shelter for the space underneath. Then it would be ohel mamish, also in all cases. What he means like a bed. In a bed, you're not trying to protect your shoes from the rain or the sun. But it so happens that it's a convenient place to leave your shoes because you take them off for going to sleep and you want to find them when you wake up. It's a convenient place to put them under your bed and no one will trip on them. So since you use the space underneath, this already looks like building because takas, you're going to put things underneath. And if you're going to put things underneath and you build it in the classic fashion, Chazal ushered it. That's what the Rashba says. The Rashba mentions that it depends on whether you use the space underneath or not. Tosos mentions a different getter. Why does Tosos say it's mutter to build our tables? Libman? Tosos says, I have a good system here. It's all worked out. Baruch Hashem. Let's continue in the Mechaber. The Mechaber quotes Tosos, right? Chesh should say Tosos. Yes, Tor B'Shem Tosos Shav. V'hani milik sharaglayim heim dapim mechubarim k'mo dofnei ateva. That's only when the walls of the, when the legs of the bed are walls, like in a chest, right? What's one way to build a bed? You make a frame, you make a rectangle of four walls and put the board on the walls. Not Tor Shraga beds. Beds that we don't have so much nowadays. But like, you mamish, you build. I'm not going to be able to do this without growing more hands. But you build a box like this.
A house of cards?
You build a box like this. No, of wood. And then you put the board on top of them. Then, that's really dome into an ohel because it has four walls and a roof. Not like the Torah Shraga beds, which just have legs and no walls.
Wait, the whole point is that now we might have usable space. Doesn't this negate usable space?
First of all, it's not. Tosus doesn't explicitly mention usable space. And second of all, no, it could still be like a tefach off the ground or something, and you could still put your shoes underneath. Or maybe you store things there, like you pick up the carriage and store things there. Who knows? So, The Tosos says only, what is the quote here from Tosos? Only if it has walls, like a chest. But our Torah Shragavids just have four sticks and no walls, or our tables. None of our tables have walls underneath. Just have legs. They're all different designs for where to put the legs on the table. Our tables never have walls underneath. Therefore, are totally mutter. Only usser. If there are walls. But if there's no walls, it's okay.
But what's the definition? You have to deal with that. That's the definition.
Oh, you have to have some definition of walls. Okay, that is a good point. Meaning how long do the walls have to be walls? So the Mishnah deals with a couple aspects. He says, 1 second.
The Gemara Matan even had 40 omeds earlier ago.
Yeah, so in Chavalov he says that's only if the walls reach the ground or at least within 3 tefachim of the ground. And the Achronim write the walls don't have to be 10 tefachim high. But it's not exactly clear. Not exactly clear what about a diomed, etc. Okay, that's a valid question.
The Rashba is Asur in beds.
What?
The Rashba is Asur in beds.
The Rashba would Asur Torah Shraga beds, even though they have no walls, because you use the space underneath. I assume everyone in Torah Shraga uses the space under the bed. They don't have a lot of space in their dorm rooms. All right, maybe they have food under their bed, but they put a lot of other things.
You hope they don't.
What?
I hope they don't.
Let's assume. Right?
And this is what we're saying, the Rashba answers it only if you do it the right way, if you flip it around.
Correct.
They have these beds in Israel. They're not uncommon where there's a under the bed there's storage and there's mounted
drawers.
Walls. No, not drawers. The bed pops up.
Oh, sure. Yeah, so that would be usur according to both the Rashba and Tosos.
It's on a spring. It's on a spring.
Would be usur according to both the Rashba and Tosos.
You can't open it and close it on Shabbos.
What?
You can't open it and close it. Meaning it pops up.
Why? It's like a folding thing.
No, you can't make that job.
I mean, but putting opening and closing would be fine?
Yeah, opening and closing we'll see is okay. Yeah. Not to mention, the walls are already there from before Shabbos, so.
But according to Tosos. You're...
Yeah, but according to Tosos, we just said that Tosos. A little higher, that if the walls are there, you're allowed to put the roof. So that would be okay, because you're not building it. Now, the.
So what is the second one, number one, what does that mean? Mutar if the mechitzot are far as viot?
If the walls were already there from before Shabbos, now you're only putting the top on. That's okay.
Why is that not similar to our whole thing about three tefachim necessary? In order to...
Because here, you're not really trying to build a roof, right? Your intention is not for shelter of the roof. Right, this is all... Basically, the Mishnah says this time and time again. Let me be very, very clear. That... I don't want anyone to be a chal Shabbos because of me. Okay? Everyone listen. Whoever doesn't listen to chal Shabbos because of themselves. The fundamental distinction says the Mishnah Berurah. Aleph plus Beis versus Gimel. Is that if you have a roof, if you're intention is have a roof for shelter, then it is usur in any order, regardless of walls. Right? That is Aleph and Beis. And Mutter to add on temporarily to an existing roof. But here, Gimel is not to have a roof. You're not trying to build a roof, right? You're just trying to build a bed. However, you inadvertently build a roof. So this is the case where we say that it's only usur to build walls and then roof. Because it's not binyan mam, it's just domel binyan. And only usur to build walls and then roof. And even that is only usur lefi rashva mishtamish bechalal, if you're going to use the space that's created, right? Meaning the space underneath the bed, not above the bed. In mishtamish bechalal shetachas hagag, and lefi tosvos and yeshnan mechitz, if they're mechitzas. Which is obvious from the fact that it's only us if there are mechitzas in the roof. So obviously it's only us if there are mechitzas. Now, here it gets a little tricky, because the Torah quotes and tells us it's only us if there are four mechitzas. But it's clear from Sivvav that's not true. We answered chavios if there are even... two mechitzos. So says the Mishnah Brura here in Chaf, Hatandu Ol Arai Kazesh, Ein Meskavish Shoshing Oil. Notice how it starts Chaf. All these coolers are only in an oil arai that you don't intend to have an oil underneath. El Tashra Azol Gabi, you're intending to use something on top. V'rak Memeila Nasim Ol Amata. All these coolers are only for Memeila, not if you're intending to make a roof. Now he continues a little. 1 second. In Chav Beis he says, "Kasvataz daaz b'tur isa daladam mechubar lav davku d'bemit zechut shav shaviyim rabin tachzanos." Also, I feel she's work shneid up shneid tzadim yilor es v'shtayim v'ar chashav ol mechitzul chem yusavav l'ni chavius v'in kosh v'shar achronim aval b'sholchan the matzav shochan arach I feel she's no man mechitzul v'in rosh ol she's no dalad ar mekomos there. Okay, here we have a few different deos that the Mishnah Berurah summarizes in Sifkatan Chaf Beis. So, he says, V, if you continue in the Mechaber, let's just glance for a second at Zion. Moto on the Sefer Ech Mikambe, Ech Mikambe, Ech Al-Gabeyim. You're allowed to put one Sefer here, and a third Sefer on top, even though there's a space created in between the three Sfarim. Right? Meaning you're allowed to stack Sfarim like this. And that's not a problem. Even if you do it in the order, first the walls and then the roof. Why? Says, ho ve'inu tzorech l'aver shetachteyim. Since you don't do anything with the space underneath. Right? Since you're not doing anything with the space underneath. So that's why that he quotes from the Ran. The pshat of the Mechaber and Ramah is what he quotes here from the El Yoraba and the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He says here, there's different ways of interpreting the Tosos. According to the Elu Rava and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, what do we mean? That it's only usur if it has at least two walls and you use the space underneath. Okay, that's pretty makel. Only if it has walls and you use the space underneath. The Taz.
Why is that a cooler?
What? Yeah, it's a cooler. Meaning, let's say it has walls but you don't use the space underneath, mutter. Let's say you use the space underneath but it doesn't have walls, mutter.
But it's a chumer, even two walls.
Ah.
examining. It's a tremendous chiddush. Where do we ever see the two walls as anything?
But we have to because of Sivvav. When you make chaviyos zual gub zuach legabishtayim, right? Then it's usher. The isser applies even to chaviyos which have two walls. That's why, basically, the Torah says something of four walls, but it doesn't seem to make sense because clearly more chaviyos, the two walls is a problem.
The whole sugi is problematic because three we could understand. Two is hard to understand. Why two?
Okay. The because I guess that's already somewhat of a derech of building something. Now, the Taz is a little more machmir. Says the Taz. Taz is a little more machmir. The Taz says. According to that clock, I have 30 seconds.
This is set by Israeli time. You're 1 minute and 25 seconds over.
Okay. Anyway, you know, we'll chazer this next time. Let me just put on the board. The Taz says a little different, that it's usser if it has either two walls and you use the space underneath, or it has four walls. Even if you don't use the space. So, lemaisa, we seem to have three different opinions here. According to the Rashba, we don't care about walls. If you use the space, then it's a problem. If not, not. According to the Rashba, the Torah Shraga, that would be a problem. You'd have to build them backwards on Shabbos. You know, from the upside down. Top first put in the board, and then put the frame underneath. According to the Shulchan Aruch and the other Achronim, they assume, like Tosfos, this is Tosfos, and the Shulchan Aruch is like Tosfos, right? He says it depends on walls, but they assume it also depends on Kavanah. How do we know? From Siv Zayin. He also mentions Kavanah. So how do you combine walls and Kavanah? So either it's only us or if you have at least two walls and Kavanah, or says the Rashba, based on the Taz, based on the Torah. No, if you have four walls, that's such a useful space, even if you don't use the space, that's a problem. If you have two walls, the only problem is you tend to use the space. How do we paskin? We'll pick up with this in Mirat Hashem. We'll chazer this and pick up with it in Mirat Hashem next time. What? No, so the Taz says, what's the svar? You're right. The Taz says, what's the svar for mechitzos? Anything that's for mechitzos, he says, even if you don't plan to use the space underneath, it's so useful, it's as if you're using the space underneath.
We don't find by din mechitzos for mechitzos. You have three. Three you can understand. All right. Two is difficult and four is
difficult. Right. So basically, where does two come from the example in the Gemara? And where does four come from? The Torah says four mechitzos when he quotes Tosfos, and then the Taz tries to make something out of it. But we'll pick up with that in Mirat Hashem next time. Halacha l'maisa, if anyone, meanwhile, the Shabbos, the Hershraga kids asked if he could build, put his bed together, the answer is that according to Tosos, he for sure can, because it has no walls. According to the Rashba, it's a ba'aya, and the Gemara Halacha says it's better to be closer to the Rashba if you can, even though me'ikra din, you don't have to. And therefore, it would be a proper chumrah to build a bed in the wrong order. But it would be mutter to build it in the right order.
Are we not having Tuesday?
What's on Tuesday?
No, I just that you're saying for Shabbos.
Oh, sorry, yes, that was love, Dafka. We are having shiur on Tuesday. Next Tuesday is but this Tuesday we're having shiur.
Rabbi Bednar, the next 2 weeks, I'm not here.
Say something, shalom, shalom.